A recreational drug called pink cocaine is grabbing the attention of a lot of people, especially federal authorities across the country, not just because it kind of causes confusion. It doesn't typically contain cocaine, but it's a pink powder and it is dyed the color pink. And apparently it's been turning up a lot lately in drug seizures, and it's prompting warnings from law enforcement across the country. But the reason it's becoming news recently is because it is one of the multiple drugs that was found in the autopsy results of former One Direction singer Liam Payne, who died earlier this month, tragically, and very young guy. And we knew that he was on something when he had fallen to his death. But this pink cocaine, like I said, is something that was found in his system, but it's also something that's been on sort of the radar of federal authorities. And so they want to sound the alarm about it, let you know about it. And for us here in Connecticut, we love to have these kinds of conversations so that we can understand it a lot better and know what we're looking out for. Gary McNamara is back with us, the former chief of police in Fairfield. He currently runs security and governmental affairs over at Sacred Heart University. But he's also, for us personally on Melissa in the Morning, he is one of our law enforcement experts. Gary, have you heard of pink cocaine before?
I have not, but however, I have not. So we're all learning about it together, and we'll learn that regardless of the name, some of the familiar drugs that we've talked about before are certainly part of it. So while I haven't heard of pink cocaine, and I should have, it's certainly worthy of discussion.
Well, and you know what it reminds me of, Gary, is when you and I had a conversation maybe last year. It's so bad because we have these conversations, I think, more often than I'd like to. But do you remember when there was they made it out to look like candies or something? It was a type of fentanyl, and it came in like a chalk form. It came in like a candy-looking form, all the multicolored. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah, because we had the discussion. And that's really the what we dig into this a little deeper, that's really what it is. It's a drug just by a different name. So because it's multiple drugs, and a lot of these designer drugs are just that. They're multiple drugs. So pink cocaine, you mentioned it, does not contain cocaine. May at times contain cocaine, but it's really just this mishmash of whatever people can put together and, you know, sell it in this pink powder and market it as this club drug type concept.
It says that it a lot of times, Gary, has ketamine in it. Can you talk about the dangers of ketamine? Because I think that's what law enforcement seems the most concerned about, because it can mess with the way you almost see reality versus voices in your head type thing. That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's right. And so, in fact, this goes way back, because overseas, this pink cocaine is really popular. And we're seeing it with the death of Liam. And in his system. And certainly, if we go back to the investigation involving P. Diddy, we know that club drug and pink cocaine was certainly mentioned then. But in 2022, the UN put out a report seeing an increase in ketamine use. And one of the reasons they suspected the ketamine was increasing was because it was being used in pink cocaine. And ketamine, we used to call it, years ago, we used to call it going in a K-hole, because it really puts you in this delusional state where time slows down. And as you mentioned, Matthew Perry had it in his system when he died. In fact, he had an issue with ketamine. I think it was prescribed to him at one point.
Yes, it was. And then he went to a shady doctor who's being looked at right now, as well as a whole group of people who are accused of basically just trying to make a ton of money off of him by giving him way too much ketamine, and that it wasn't even clean. I don't know, but just ridiculous amounts of it that he shouldn't have had. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, ketamine leads to that confusion. You begin, you know, you hallucinate, but time slows down. And again, I've never taken it, so it's just what people have shared. But time seems to slow down. We used to refer to it as an elephant tranquilizer. Now, whether or not that is actually what it was used for originally or not, I don't know. But it's that concept of moving slow. Things, you become very lethargic and your surroundings just start to take on this different approach and visual effects to you. So it's certainly very dangerous. I know it's prescribed for some people who are having some issues, but certainly, as we know with Matthew Perry and others, it's very addictive.
Well, and the other thing too, Gary, when you talk about, for example, you know, calling it an elephant tranquilizer, I think a big reason, and I don't know for sure, I too have never tried it, obviously. I barely have even tried pot in my life. So, but what my understanding is, so when Liam Payne died, apparently one of the first people to speak out once his toxicology reports came out, Lamar Odom is a great example. I mean, this is a guy who was an NBA star, massive guy. If you've ever seen him before, you heard of him, some, especially the ladies out there, you may remember him. He used to be married to Khloe Kardashian, but big guy. He kind of recalled that he went through hallucinations. He heard voices in his head. I mean, he said whenever I had tried pink cocaine or ketamine, methamphetamine, all of that, he said it almost paralyzes you, like you are in an alternate reality, which is wild, and it slows down everything around you, and you just have no concept of reality, which is just wild. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, that's right. And when you combined it into this pink cocaine, and they market it as this club drug like Molly used to be marketed, or even ecstasy, you know, years ago we used to see that being, you know, take ecstasy or Molly. And it was really marketed as a designer club drug. Mm. But the problem is you don't know what's in the pink cocaine. It's not cocaine usually, and it's just, like I said, a mishmash. So you're getting a stimulant, you're getting a stimulant at times, you're getting a depressant at times, or you're getting both. And it really does a number on your body. And it's really something that we need to talk more about. It's really something that people need to know, that they're not taking what they think they're taking. You think pink cocaine, you're thinking, oh, it's cocaine and it's just dyed pink. It's really not. It has really very little to do with cocaine.
Pink cocaine is getting the attention of federal authorities. It comes after former One Direction singer Liam Payne reportedly had multiple drugs in his body, including pink cocaine, when he passed away earlier this month. Gary McNamara is here. And Gary, I think when you call this a pretty popular club drug, what I think about is something that, you know, a role that you've taken on, which is working at Sacred Heart University. When I hear club drug, to me, I'm thinking college kids. To me, I'm thinking people in their 20s. To me, I'm thinking people in their 30s, even 40s, people who are going out and they are using substances that they think are something or they don't believe is as dangerous as it is. So what do those conversations look like? What should we be talking about and normalizing, whether it's pink cocaine or anything that has become, you know, the norm, if you will, before going out to club?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what we've always talked about. The difficult is you know what you're putting in your body, and what you think you're putting in your body may not necessarily be what you're putting in your body. The problem with pink cocaine is the name. Frankly, that's the first problem with it, is because if you go out, if I said to you, I have cocaine for you, you know what cocaine is. Generally, people know what it is. They kind of understand what it's going to do to you and how you're going to feel. So if I go and say, I have pink cocaine, your natural assumption is, oh, it's just cocaine pink. How chic, how popular this is. Let's pass around some pink cocaine in a pill. We can snort it. We can liquidize it, whatever. But it's not cocaine. And I hate to bring it up, but I'm going to bring up the dreaded F word, fentanyl, because we know that there is such a supply of fentanyl, and fentanyl will and is making its way into this mishmash of drugs that is being marketed as pink cocaine. So that's the challenge, is that you don't know what you're taking. Everybody reacts differently to pink cocaine because the drugs that are in it are multiple. So they're stimulants, they're depressants. You just don't know how you're going to react to it.
I also think, Gary, you make a point of the fact that we have no idea what is in, you know, the drug. So pink cocaine, we don't even actually have the concrete ingredients because it could change all the time. So the importance of, if you are, I mean, I'm certainly not condoning anybody, you know, putting illegal drugs in their system. But, you know, the importance of not just getting stuff off the web or not just using, you know, a dealer or something. I mean, I know this sounds very elementary what I'm saying, but I mean, we live in a world where this has become so common. I mean, fentanyl, how many times do we hear about people getting you know, marijuana that's been laced with fentanyl, or you know, getting Adderall they thought they got online that has fentanyl in it. You know what I'm saying? So just that idea of if you're going to even get a drug because you can't access it from your doctor, but you feel like you need it for college or for focusing or whatever, knowing that there is no way for us to detect what is in that medication you just ordered online from some rando until it's in your system, and unfortunately too late. You've already perished probably.
That's right. And it's not happening in dark alleys or street corners. There are cases where people are ordering this stuff up online and people are delivering it to your house. We know that. So know before you take. The concept of one pill can kill you. You just don't know. And so we are very challenged with drug use these days, more challenged than ever before. We can say don't do drugs, popular in the 80s, don't do drugs. Well, now it's just don't do drugs. And if you're going to do drugs, kind of understand or
know where you're getting them or how bad it could be. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right. The narrative is different. It's different.
It's hard.
It's so hard. It's so wild. I mean, the fact that we have to adjust to that, Gary, I mean, you make such a good point. It's just, it's a different time we're living in. But if you don't put at least the warning out there to say, hey, we can't stop you from doing it, but man, don't lose your life over it, then we're not getting any message out there.
That's right. Because people are on a health kick, and oftentimes they want to take things to relax, and ultimately they don't even know what they're putting in their body, and that's the thing. You got to be aware. Parents have to be aware. They have to have these discussions. Not only are drugs bad, but you really have to break down and understand that some of the things in it are so bad for you that we have to do a really good job. We have to outmarket the drug marketers, and that's the challenge, especially with pink cocaine.
Yeah, it's so true. Gary McNamara, I always appreciate getting your insight on these types of stories. Thank you so much for your time.
Be well.
You too.